She walked so fast in front of me.
Good evening, you're listening to the CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC Vancouver. My name is Simon Welton, and coming up in the next half hour is exactly that, a half hour of sketch comedy. And coming up straight after it will be, as always, the White Noise After Show, this week hosted by myself and featuring a whole host of brand spanking new music we're going to play tonight from a whole spectrum of sound. And of course, as always, I'm happy to take any questions about the sketch show or anything we do here at White Noise. That email to get your questions in is, as always, whitenoiseubc@gmail.com. You can also keep up with us throughout the week on Facebook and Twitter at White Noise UBC for both of those. And of course, the best of page is always having things uploaded to it, and that is whitenoisecomedy.podbean.com. But without further ado, it is time for some White Noise.
Warning: the following programming contains adult subject matter and some strong language. It is a work of satirical fiction. All characters and advertisements are completely fabricated. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to White Noise. I'm your host, Richard Blackmore, and tonight's show is brought to you by universities, a place for learning how little you know. First up tonight, a couple is pulled over.
Oh shit!
Just be cool. I got this.
Are you sure?
Shh. Here he comes. Hello, officer. Lovely day, isn't it?
License and registration, sir.
Of course. Here you go. And might I say, that is a gorgeous uniform you're wearing. Is it polyester?
Do you know why I pulled you over?
Probably because I hit that pedestrian back there.
Pardon?
I mean, because I was swerving a little. You know, I spilled my coffee, you see, all over my wife, and she was hitting me.
Uh-huh. Is this your vehicle?
Well, sort of. I mean, I'm currently driving it, so right now you'd have to say it's mine, but I borrowed it from a neighbour this morning, so no.
Is there any particular reason you're both wearing balaclavas?
Oh yeah, you see, the air conditioning is broken, so it's a little chilly in here, that's all.
Madam, is that a sawed-off shotgun sitting on your lap?
Oh, no, it's mine. It's for hunting cats.
I see. Well, clearly... That all makes sense. You folks have a nice day. Wait a minute. Sir, step out of the car.
What? Why?
Your driver's license is expired.
Oh. Come on, so what?
How the hell do we know if you're a competent driver? Unless you pay the government $50 every 5 years.
Oh, dear God, what have I done?
I hate the police. Sting is a wanker. Next up tonight, someone is buying some milk.
Hello there. Welcome to the Mammary Mart. How can I help?
Hi, I'm looking for some milk, please.
Well, then you are in the right place. What kind of milk are you looking for?
Well, obviously not cow milk.
Of course, you would have to be mad to drink that rubbish. So what can I get you?
What do you recommend?
Well, lately it's been all about the guinea pig milk.
Ooh, really?
Oh, yes. Highly nutritious, very sweet, with a nutty finish. Quite expensive, though. It's very tricky to catch and squeeze a guinea pig's nipple.
Do you have anything cheaper?
How about some pig milk?
Pig milk? Does it taste like bacon?
No, it doesn't taste like the cooked flesh of the animal.
Mm.
No, it tastes more like cow's milk. That's been left in the sun.
So what are the advantages?
Well, you get an undeserved sense of superiority over everyone else.
Well, that's pretty good, but I do want taste and nutrition.
All right, then it has to be this one. Have a try.
Ooh, that's good. It's a little sweet, tastes unpasteurized.
Ooh, good palate, sir.
Yeah, that's the one for me. I'll take it. What is it?
That is Jersey milk, sir.
Oh, it's cow's milk.
No, it's Jersey Shore milk. It's breast milk from women in New Jersey.
Oh, I thought I could taste overtones of vodka and Valium.
Right again, sir.
My mother never breastfed me milk, but my grandma fed me her yogurt. Next up tonight, Carl and Neil are up to no good. All right, Carl. This time, we're going to make some serious moolah.
Wicked, Neil, because I really need some cash. I've been eating pictures of food for the last 3 days.
What? You didn't eat my apple pie portrait, did you?
Oh, no.
Good, I was saving that for supper.
So, how does this work, Neil?
All we're doing is committing a simple bit of internet fraud.
I see. So we're stealing from a big corporation?
Nah, still old ladies. But only rich ones, you know, who own a computer and are sane enough to use it.
So they just send us money?
Nah, you see, we're going to pretend like, you know, one of them princes from other places, and then they're here, and then we're like, oh, let us have your number, and then we'll send you money, but then we don't, and we steal their money, you know?
Wait, so where do we get the money from?
We don't. We just steal what they have.
Oh, well, that's not very nice.
Carl, last week you blew up your face. Should we try that again?
Let's smug some old ladies!
All right, Carl, we've got a reply. One unsuspecting lady in Oklahoma has agreed. Get in! All we have to do now is send her my bank details and voila! Sorted.
Wait, I thought we were just meant to get her bank details.
Nah, yeah, normally, you see. But, you know, what she did was she emailed me and she told me how she's got this, like, special bank account, you see. And I've got to send her the money and then it all gets worked out, you see. Oh, hang on. Oh, God damn it!
Did we win, Neil?
Unlucky, lads. You gotta look out for those sneaky old ladies. They will screw you, and not in the good way. Next up tonight, the League of Ordinary Gentlemen are back.
In a city you've never heard of. In a county you mispronounce. In a country you vaguely understand. Live four men, Arthur, their fearless leader and two-time world speed dating champion. Steve, owner of the world's largest crotchless panty collection. Errol, the sheep whisperer and dog shouter. And finally, Ken, an angry man with a tiny conscience. These are the ordinary gentlemen.
I can't believe she's gone.
Now, Steve, I know it's hard, but a cold shower will make that go away.
How could she just leave like that?
Well, the answer's quite simple, Steve.
Really?
Yes. She's a bitch.
Hey now, that term is derogative to women.
I didn't say it to be nice.
Well, nasty names, I'm gonna bring her back.
Oh, cheer up, Steve. She's only your third wife.
But she had the biggest boobs.
And the biggest mouth. You were probably lucky to hang on to her this long.
Cheer up, Steve. Tell you what, tonight, we're going to take you out for an evening of debauchery.
Yeah, we're going to make you forget all about that deserting little tramp.
Sort of like a reverse stag night.
Exactly.
A slag night.
What do you think, Steve?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You seem nervous. Is this your first strip club?
No, but it's my first over 65 strip club, though.
Magic, isn't it?
How is she staying up like that?
A wonder bra.
Oh my goodness. She's taking us all off.
There goes a hearing aid.
Ooh, and the compression socks. This is getting hot.
You're right. Ask them to turn the heating down.
Look at her bend over.
Ooh, I think she's stuck.
No, she's just dozed off. She's up again.
Here comes the big finish.
Hey! How did she fit all of them in there?
Practice, Steve. Like any great performer.
Never saw Shirley Bassey do that.
Bet she could, though.
You boys want more drinks?
Get us four of them Jager bombs.
What the bloody hell is that?
It's Jagermeister and Red Bull.
What the bloody hell is that?
Sort of cough syrup and liquid cocaine.
Oh, yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Steve has fallen asleep.
Hey! Quick, someone draw on him. Errol, you do it.
Errol's asleep.
What a pair of Muppets. Where's my biro? Hang on. Oh, you as well, Ken. Jesus. Glad I had my afternoon map. I'm good to go.
Here you go, boys. Oh, dear me. Look who's all tuckered out. Aww. Hang on. Ah, shit. This one's dead.
Our deepest sympathies go out to Arthur and his family. May his dirty mind rest in peace. Now, moving on. Next up tonight, someone is trying to shop.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a new shirt. Something for best.
Yeah. Perhaps you'd be better served going across the road to Winners. Such an aptly named store, isn't it?
Well, I really wanted something a bit swag.
Swag? Well, unfortunately, I'm all out of Run DMC shirts.
No, you know what I mean. I want something quality.
To go with what? That Forever 21 shirt your ex made you buy for a work do that you think makes you look like James Bond?
It brings out my eyes. Look, what's your problem? Just sell me a nice shirt.
You can't just buy one shirt. It would be an insult to that garment for you to pair it with those slacks you got as a hand-me-down from your uncle who put on too much weight after his divorce.
You psychic?
Perceptive, my friend. So listen carefully. Go home, make your first million, and come back, and I will happily fit you for the finest threads any pimp daddy gangster mofo ever wore. You have my word.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Now, please leave. I have to close up, and I don't want to miss my bus.
Don't spend too much money on clothes, kids. But don't spend so little that someone has to be exploited to make them. Next up tonight, a return to game shows.
From the people who brought you Leopardy, the weakest jink, and the price is shite. The number one game show in America, Wheel of Misfortune!
Good evening, and welcome to another edition of Wheel of Misfortune, the game show where people must spin the wheel of fate, risking pain for themselves or their rivals. I'm your host, Tom Foolery, and tonight I'm joined first by Hannah from New York. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, Tom.
And tell us, Hannah, what do you do for a living?
I'm a corporate lawyer.
So we can assume you are a fairly intelligent person?
I would say so.
And an asshole? Secondly, we have Taylor from California. Hi, Taylor.
Sub America.
No, my name is Tom. America didn't ask you anything. So what are your life ambitions, Taylor?
Surf, brah. Surfing till I die, that's all.
Uh-huh. Have you nearly drowned quite a few times, Taylor, surfing?
Yeah, brah. Surfing can be like cray-cray, brah.
Figures. And lastly, we have Natalie from Seattle.
Hi, Tom. Great to be here. I love you so much.
Yes, yes. I got your card and your hair and your fingernails.
You haven't replied.
Well, you see, I haven't needed a haircut yet. Anyway, let's begin. Youngest first, Natalie does spin. Ooh, unlucky. It's a self-misfortune, and it says Natalie has lost all her phone contacts. Ooh, unlucky, Natalie.
Oh.
If you look up to the monitor, you can see my lovely assistant, Steve Buscemi, destroying your contacts. Actually, he's just smashing the phone with a hammer.
This is way fucking easier.
Taylor to spin! Well done, Taylor. Let's see what you won. Taylor's in-laws must have dinner with themselves.
Yeah, high five.
Congratulations. No high five, just spin again.
Oh.
Ooh, unlucky. What's the damage? Ah, Taylor has bedbugs now. Ooh, and there is Steve pouring bedbugs onto Taylor's bedroom.
Oh, shit, they're going at my dress.
Hannah does spin. Good luck, Hannah.
Woo!
It's good.
good. Hannah, your deadbeat dad just earned a knock on the door from social services for that missing alimony money.
Sweet.
Now spin again.
Woo!
It's 2 for 2. She's done it. And that means her middle school bully's wife just got an anonymous tip about his infidelities. Another win for Hannah. Can she go for 3 for 3? We shall see. Spin a win, Hannah. Oh, bad luck. It's self-inflicted wound. Let's see the damage. Hannah, you have won a date with Steve Buscemi.
Ah!
Hey, fuck you, lady.
Now, Stephen, behave. And can you fix your dress? You have a little nipple showing. And unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of our show. So please join us again for another edition of Wheel of Misfortune. Wow, that was entertainment and good clean family fun. Next up tonight, Elvis and Dolly are back.
Good afternoon, Elvis and Dolly.
Uh-huh.
Hiya.
Your next mission, if you choose to accept it, is to return Iranian spy Amit Sunja and exchange him for American journalist Norm Not-So-Subtle.
What? They get back a spy? All we get is one of the eyes of journalists?
I don't make the negotiations, Elvis.
This is bullshit. I would have gotten us like a whole newsroom for a spy.
Quit it, Elvis. We got a job to do.
Seriously, who negotiated this? Neville Chamberlain? Quiet, quiet. It's Iran. Hello?
Hello, this is Iran.
What do you got, boy?
I got what you want. You got what I need.
I do. But here, I was thinking, maybe this deal ain't right.
What?
Seriously, you guys think we were retarded?
Yes, we do think that. And?
My point is, you ain't getting your homie back for one lousy, garbage-sifting, misery-extorting, word-twisting journalist. I want some spies, some American heroes. So what's it gonna be?
Fine, you get one infantry soldier. Not a Christian one.
You drive a hard bargain, my friend, but we got a deal. So where's the drop?
Leave our spy in the Denny's parking lot in our capital on Wednesday, and pick up your guys at the Pink Berries on Friday.
Hallelujah.
Are you sure this is where we're meant to leave him, Elvis?
Yeah, this is Denny's. Adios, Amit. Go on, get. Go on, boy. Get lost.
Unlock his door, Elvis.
Oh, sorry.
Now to enjoy the town till Friday. Seems odd they would choose here as the drop-off.
Why? It's the capital.
Well, yeah, of Iraq.
Oh, goddamn!
Oh, dear. Unlucky, Elvis. Maybe next time. That's the end of our show. Join us again for more White Noise.
White Noise was written and directed by Simon Welton, starring the voice talents of Connor Nicholput, Sierra Wiley, Caitlin Docking, Ashley Fallis, Dor Tabby, Dottie Davis, and Simon Welton. Music and sound effects by Max Cheers.
Right, there you go, guys. That was the White Noise show. I hope you enjoyed that. I certainly did. We'll definitely be back with more sketch comedy next week. Coming up now is, of course, the White Noise after show, which is hosted by myself, Simon Welton, creator of White Noise. And we're going to play a bunch of new music for you. And yeah, as always, if you have any questions for me, anything about the show, please, please, please send them in. whitenoiseubc@gmail.com. Otherwise, I'm just going to sit back and play some wicked new music for you. So we're going to start off the night with a new album from Dirty Ghosts, Canadian outfit. This is Battery. Check them out.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Laisse-moi un peu de temps, une minute avant de me mêler aux gens qui seront ici. Mon pas est lancinant, mes yeux voilés d'argent, le rite sera entêtant, sauf si je fuis.
De moi juste quelques heures pour t'emmener loin d'ici. Ferme les yeux et suis nonchalamment. Prends le goût des erreurs, prends le goût des errances, tous ces corps qui s'effleurent avec la chance.
De me brûler aux autres, j'ai peur et puis je rôde. Je regarde vers la porte, si seulement si je joindrai la cohorte. Et si le son me porte, ma fatigue sera morte, pas mon esprit.
About bikes. Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. That was a nice bit of psychedelic there. That was Greylands with Right Arm, which is off their new album, Lo-Fi Junkie. Before that, we had Knife Pleats with Chiming Bells. Before that, the French song you heard was Erisence with, excuse my French, Le Jour de Lances. But we'll say that's what it was at Top Brunswick. That's the beginning of our show. I think that was a pretty good way to start. How we intend to continue is another matter. Next, we're going to play something from my homeland. We're going to play something off the new album from Slaves, which is a punk duo, which is really cool. I mean, we are living in the era of the two-piece rock bands. We've had Royal Blood just killing it in the last year. We can't really, the one that started it was probably the White Stripes, really a decade ago now. But since then, like, we've also had, of course, the Black Keys were really big. And there's a couple more that I can't think of off the top of my head. So I hope you enjoy this two-piece. This is Slaves, and this is off their new album. This is called The Hunter. So I hope you like this. Enjoy.
What will happen when they're gone? Will the experts look stupid and invert the facts? Will they give you back your donations or keep the paper stacks? The feeling is mutual. You don't like what we do because we say what we are thinking, and that shocks and frightens you. The lion in the jungle shows no shame, it shows no pride. It does what it needs to stay strong and to survive. Yeah.
And pointless, but it's also very fun. It's useless and worthless. We're staring at the sun. Oh, it is reckless and pointless, but it's also very fun. It's useless and worthless. We're staring at the sun. Oh, it is reckless and pointless, but it's also very fun. It's useless and worthless. We're staring at the sun. Oh, it is reckless and pointless, but it's also very fun. You keep it.
Know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Thank you.
federal election is coming up on October 19th. It's important that you get registered in order to vote. To register, or check if you're already registered, you can visit the Elections Canada website at www.elections.ca. We also have lots of information for voters, including necessary ID, writing information, and the location of Elections Canada offices. If you're registered, you should receive a voter information card by mail telling you when and where to vote. You can also use the online voter information service. You can vote on election day at your designated polling station, on advanced polling days between October 9th and October 12th, at any Elections Canada office, or by mail. Elections Canada offices are now open 7 days a week. To vote by mail, you need to apply by October 13th, online, by mail, or at any Elections Canada office. Remember, get informed, register, and vote by October 19th.
Yes, please, please vote. If you are over 18, get registered and vote in this election. You know, it's not just your right. If you want to have an opinion about anything in the world, you really need to vote, because then, you know, your opinion then has some validity, because you've expressed it in a way that actually matters, that actually makes a difference, that it does make a difference. I mean, we all know that our democracy isn't perfect, but everybody who doesn't vote makes it a little worse, all right? So that's my rant about voting. So remember, go vote the 19th. That's 5 days from now. Go vote. If your boss says you can't, he's a liar, tell him bugger off, or she, bugger off. I got to go vote. It is my legal right that I have. I think it's an hour they have to give you to go vote. So make sure you do it, all right, guys? But anyway, enough of that. We're going to carry on with the music now. The next track I'm going to play, usually I like to play a track by an artist who's coming to town that you can go see. And this next one is someone who I was really annoyed because he was meant to come last year. I had my ticket, and then I think it was the night before the show was meant to happen, he cancelled. I'm sure he had a legitimate reason, I'm sure it was, but I was still gutted. I've been waiting my whole life to see him live. I probably never will, unless he does decide to come back again. Fingers crossed. That man is Johnny Marr, who is the guitarist and songwriter of The Smiths. So what this is for everybody who didn't get to see him last year. This is a live track by him that he does play, but it is a Smiths song. He does have a great album, actually, though, a solo album that he brought out last year. So definitely go check that out if you haven't heard it. But otherwise, enjoy this. This is There Is a Light That Never Goes Out, originally done by The Smiths, but this time just performed by Mr. Johnny Marr. Thank you.
crashes in. It's such a heavenly way to die, and it pretends so much. Well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine, and if a double-decker bus crashes in, it's such a heavenly way to die, and if a tantrum truck kills the bone. Well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine. There is a light and it never goes out. There is a light and it never goes out. There is a light and it never goes out. There is a light. Great job, Manchester. Thank you very much, my darlings.
Go. That was Johnny Marr with There Is a Light That Never Goes Out. All right, so unfortunately, it is midnight. It is time for me to say goodbye. We will be back next week, but unfortunately, we will not have our regular sketch show. I'm going to play some clips, though. You know, it's